Well, this morning we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about a project for a community here in the area that they've been looking forward to, and it's going to be coming up here, coming to fruition here hopefully soon. Avoca is working on a Main Street program, and Clint Fichter is the city manager at Avoca, and we're going to talk a little bit about that project here this morning. Clint, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, it's got to be pretty exciting to be chosen as one of the Main Street Iowa recipients here in the state of Iowa, as you guys get in on that program now in Avoca. But, boy, it's not a process where they wave a magic wand and everything happens right away, is it?
No, it was a several-month-long process and really several-year process in actuality building up to that. So it was quite the ordeal.
Yeah. What got you guys interested in wanting to be a Main Street Iowa community?
Well, over the last 5 to 6 years, the community had really invested a lot of money in our downtown area, and we're seeing new businesses open up downtown, and there's just lots of energy in the downtown, basically, and we wanted to capitalize on that, bring people together, become more organized, have a real approach to trying to grow the downtown and to make it more of a center of the community. And we felt that our tie-in with preservation and all the good things that were happening made us a natural fit for the Main Street program, and we pursued it.
Yeah, you guys really have done a lot of work in the downtown area to spruce things up and make it really look nice in the last few years. Is there still plenty more to do?
Yes, there is still about 12 preservation projects that are scheduled to happen. The city is we have money every year in a facade program that we've funded here. We applied to the state for some additional funding this year that may help speed that along. But we have 12 buildings that are in that particular program that are awaiting the funds to become available to complete the projects. We have a couple that we're looking at that would be a little more of community facility type projects in the downtown. That we can't really talk about right now, but that we're trying to work on. Improving the business climate and helping the joint promotion of the area, working on business-oriented events, that kind of stuff is what we're really focusing on now.
Wow, that's a lot going on. Well, it was just last month that you guys were named as a Main Street Iowa community, and they don't waste any time, do they? It seemed like it was just a few days after that. All of a sudden, there are some Main Street coordinators that come out and hold community meetings, and did you guys get pretty good input?
Yeah, we did. We had about 50 people attend our public forum, and we had a lot of good participation, and the Iowa Main Street staff has been in Avoca twice now, and they're scheduled to actually be here today. So we have a lot going on with them, and they've been a great partner so far.
What kind of things are they looking for from the community at this point? Is it just general ideas and just kind of get the thought process and the idea sharing going?
That's a lot of it. There's a lot of organizational work going on now, too. We just got our board of directors selected, committee chairs selected. We're trying to go out and collect the remainder of our funding that people had made pledges for, doing lots of things like that. We're trying to hire an executive director. That position was just announced. It's a part-time, 25-hour-a-week position that will be critical in our Main Street program. So we're trying to put the pieces in place for success organizationally. And then at the same time, we're working with Main Street on these bigger goals and that kind of thing in conjunction with the public.
Well, and that's maybe something that folks who don't live in Main Street communities don't understand about the program. When you're named a Main Street Iowa community, it's not that all of a sudden you have people saying, okay, great, congratulations, welcome to the club, here's what you have to do, here's this, here are our ideas, now get to work and do it. It's really a two-way thing. They want a lot of ideas and input there, and they're just kind of there to help you along the way. But there are some things that you need to do as a community to be able to meet their expectations, like fundraising and things.
Yeah, we had to prove that we could maintain a minimum budget of I believe $35,000 a year that we would have staff capacity in the executive director position, that we had the right mix of people on our boards and commissions to, ensure that we had the technical expertise and the buy-in from the right people to to really lead the program, and it's a lot. It's not a grant program. That's why people, I think there are some misconceptions on that. You know, we get all this grant money. It's not really grants at all. It's really about improving organizationally, and it's a lot more that we do on our. We have to meet a standard, I guess is what I'm trying to say, more so than being given anything. Like you said, it's all a lot of work, and the expertise that comes from the Main Street program really it helps ensure that we're going to be successful because they've done things, they have a model. You know what I mean? We're not alone, and they've been a great help.
Right. Well, every Main Street community, and there are a bunch of them here in Iowa, dozens of them, every Main Street community is different. There are some that are smaller, there are some that are medium-sized, there are some that are larger communities. So you can't really use one template for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and our template, what is unique about our particular Main Street program is that a lot of programs come in and they want to do streetscapes or enhanced buildings, and that has been the work that we've been very good at. Where we've struggled as a community is in our business organizations and in coordinating our marketing, all those business practices that are essential to a business district. But we have not been as successful in that area. So that's where we're relying on them the most, is in that promotional and organizational aspect.
Sure. Well, I know you touched on money earlier. Obviously, finances are an important part of any project. Have you had, mm-hmm. I know you had good success with people coming to meetings and giving ideas and sharing their thoughts and things. Are they sharing some money to help organize this whole process and meet the matching part of it?
Yes, we had a great fundraising campaign. There's not really any group or entity that has put in, an exorbitant amount of money. We've raised good amounts of money from a lot of different constituencies, a lot of different groups of people, regular citizens, business owners, that kind of thing. So we really have a broad-based support right now financially, as well as the volunteer being willing to show up to meetings and being willing to help. So I think from that standpoint, all the pieces that we need to really have a successful Main Street program are there. Mm-hmm. It's just that we have to implement it now and work at it over the course of years and persevere, basically.
Well, now that you have some of your Main Street leaders and committee members in place, will they perhaps maybe be visiting some of these other Main Street communities that are kind of close by to get some ideas, see what maybe they've done?
Yeah, we have visited Corning and Manning and Woodbine, and all those are tremendously successful cities, we felt like, and we're trying to model what they do and see what they're working on may overlap with what we're trying to do. And really we're empty vessels. We want to have as much support from other people as possible and to help us be successful. So we're just trying to learn, but we're willing. So I think that's probably the most important thing.
You bet. Well, ultimately, when you get to where you want to be, will the changes, the improvements be things that folks who don't live in Avoca, will they notice them when they come to town?
I believe so. The continued improvement of our aesthetics in the downtown, I believe, will be something that everyone notices. We hope that in little things like customer service and in the available services and shopping opportunities, that people notice all that, and that we become more of a place that people travel to. We still have very strong retail sales, per capita for a city of our size, or really for any community. So we continue to do well and beat the odds for small communities, but we want to do better. We want to be sustainable over the long term, and that's basically what the Main Street is about for us. Is we don't want to be a small town that just shrivels up and dies. We want to continue to do well as a community and grow and succeed and be a place where people want to live and come visit. So that's how it all fits into the big picture.
Absolutely. Well, very good. Well, we look forward to kind of watching some of this progress. And for those folks who live in the Avoca area, it's an exciting time. And for those folks who need Avoca to continue to be a vibrant place, so those of us that live around, we're looking forward to seeing some of that grow as well over the next several years of this project. It's Clint Fichter is the Avoca City Manager. He's been visiting with us here this morning about the Main Street Iowa program coming to Avoca. Clint, thanks for your time and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest. We appreciate it.